Hello and welcome to Pilot Cthulhu Season 4 Ballistic Lyricists. And I nearly stumbled over my words over there just already. Previously.
On that one, mate.
Nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna roll with it. It's how it is today. Previously, the team were investigating as to why rats were bothering cattle. There was a whole bunch of shit that was missed off script, so we're kind of in a bit of a no man's land, so we'll see what happens. And
you mean you're in a bit of a no man's land?
God, I've just seen something extra appear on the map.
Pat updates are regularly scheduled, my friend.
Yes. Oh, no,
it's not that
bad. It's post-person Peter, remember? Post-person Peter. That was established by our good friend Rich, who played Otto. So, yes, our team has found themselves hunkered down behind rocks with a whole bunch of rats in front of them and now a giant snake as well. And we leave it with that.
Well, things just get sexier around about here.
Tell them more about
the snake that's turned up. I'm clearly the
sexiest. I don't think I am.
Nah, you know the Scots have got a roulette.
I don't know. We American Southern boys are pretty damn sexy.
Who don't want to fuck a redneck? Yeehaw.
Does the snake have a very sexy Southern voice?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's
Master
a voice
GM.
I decided to put on for it.
Hello there.
Southern voice. Southern voice.
At the moment, you're all hiding behind rocks. So, yeah.
Not entirely sure we can take all these folks on our own.
At least we're safe behind these rocks.
The rocks just crumbled.
Alright, so if I remember right, from our last time, we were discussing a plan. I talked to God and found out that we're not going to get any help from the wolf or any of the llamas or sheep.
Why is Manny disappearing off the map?
Yeah, you're not getting any help from the wolf. Not just because his voice actor or the guy that plays him isn't here, but also because you're not going to get any help from
bastard.
We do have a good place. We're in cover. No one can see us yet. So we do have an opportunity here. This is a mine, isn't it?
It's the beginning to a roller coaster minecart ride thing.
Like roller coaster minecart ride, sorry. Thing. Yeah, I get you.
Wild Western theme, you know. In fact, why don't you tell me what the name of this ride is, you know?
Didn't we have a name last time?
Yeah, it was something to do with a
Snakey Snake Slither Ride.
Yes.
I think it was called Mindscape.
Oh yeah, it was Mindscape because we tried to find out if it was an actual thing.
Because we're also very original.
I like mine.
Yeah.
I like mine more. Sorry.
Sneaky
snake
ride. Just a sneaky snake.
The sneaky snake slither ride. Yeah.
Just a
that's a sneaky snake.
Well, what are you guys doing? Because if you know, they're all discussing various things in the distance.
Well, actually, you know, Jacob, that snake looks almost like a manager. Like it might be someone in charge.
You know what? I'd like to talk to somebody who knows what's going on around here, and that snake does look like a manager.
Do we notice anything in particular odd about the snake? Does he seem like chill with the rats or not? Because they eat rats.
Particularly a name badge that says general manager at the top.
I mean, yeah, it seems to be in some sort of in charge, but
to be fair, we do know why we're here. We're not just looking for information. This is an actual mission we've got this time.
Yeah, we've got to, I guess, just get rid of the rats, right? Because they're raiding towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop them bothering cattle.
Yeah.
Extermination, basically.
Yeah. Does anyone have some rat poison?
Yes.
One of you does.
Wait, actually.
I do actually have some rat poison. I have a special cheese, a special laced cheese.
That you do, and that'll attract I'm
loading it up just now. It's not like I've got a name for it. Hold on a second. Where the fuck is it?
Put it in the minecart and just send it over.
Oh, yeah, just a suspicious rolling minecart full of cheese.
Yeah, the scented cheese stick. So we didn't give it a very original name, but yeah, it's a rat repellent. So yeah, it lulls them into a false sense of security by being cheese-like and...
Well, I mean, I will say you don't quite fully know exactly what it'll do. It might kill one outright, it might make one run away, it might put one into a weird kind of chemically induced bliss.
Well, you'll find out. We want to try and affect as many rats as possible, so are they all just sort of out in the open, or is there like a...
I mean, they're all on different
like in a mine shaft might have, is there like an air supply that we can use to our advantage here?
Don't see one here, but they seem to be just kind of going back and forth, moving things around, like supplies.
What are they moving around?
Well, I mean, you can see one of them's got like a couple of crates of milk that are going down further. One of them looks like they've got like... You know the lamb feeding bottles? They've got a couple of those. They're going down with them.
For our listeners, there's 8 rats here and a big ass snake. That's why we're trying to plan around this. This is a lot of dudes.
Just a bunch of rats surrounding a snake and caring about milk.
Yeah.
Got milk.
Gotta be honest, I'm curious. Why? Maybe we should talk to the snake.
Talk to the snake. Do you want to see if, presumably they're going into like the mine, right?
Yeah, the mine's a bit further up.
Could we try and slow the snake this year? Oh, fuck. Wait, that's not a brand. That's a character.
I'd be careful with that anyway.
I think the game name might be a thing there, but I don't think the character counts as a brand. But you know what I mean? Can we sneak this? I can hear Matt googling to see if that is a brand.
I don't know if it counts or not.
I think the game would have to count. But the actual character isn't. You know?
I'll let it slip for now. I mean, you can attempt to try and sneak, but snakes tend to have very good sense of smell.
True.
You are travelling with a skunk.
That is very fair. Don't want to have to fight 8 rats and a snake. I feel like that's too many for us.
I don't know, you've got guns.
So do I.
I will say you're in cover at the moment as well. So anything.
Yeah, we're in cover. We don't have to. Like, I could possibly go out of cover, get the attention of them all. We could work out some sort of flanking situation while I discuss why a snake needs so much milk.
Yeah. Isn't there a thing about milk drinking snakes? Anton, you'll know this. Isn't there a myth about snakes that drink milk in the US?
I have never heard of such a...
Never mind.
I mean, I have...
Doesn't mean it doesn't happen, just that I don't.
Never mind. I might be listening.
I mean, yeah, you do milk a snake poison on bed.
Not the point. Anyhow, yeah, we could have a distraction. Are we just fighting these guys then?
Well, our job is to get rid of them. We don't necessarily have to kill them. To leave.
You asked them to leave. Hey, fellas, can you please just scoot along now?
You know what? Sure, negotiate with them. We'll cover you.
Give her old scoot on out of here.
Yeah, this town ain't big enough for the both of us, see?
Go on then, David. I dare say you probably need to scoot on out of here, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so who's in the negotiation team? Who's coming with me?
Well,
I mean, I'm not a wordy type of guy, so...
Yeah, I think I have negative vibes. I have
Gertrude,
bad
what's
vibes.
Your grit right now?
Uh-oh.
Gertrude grit?
Oh, no.
Gee, it's 23 out of 24.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, then.
No, I need... I've been on purpose building up my grit, so it's good.
Okay, good.
Goes less than half, it's gonna be angry Gertie.
I think the only one who's good at negotiating things is you, Jacob.
Alright.
I think we're all anti-social freaks, except for Jacob.
I'll resent that statement.
Alright, is your vibe above a D8 then? Or D6?
No. No. Never mind, is that corrected? Continue, Jacob.
It would be nice if he
sounds like I'm going myself here.
Wait, actually, Manny's is good. Yeah, Manny can go with you.
We're all just like huddled behind the rock and just pushing Jacob out, like, you get it! Good job, you got it! I believe in you!
Manny's friendly, and maybe his stink can confuse the snake. Do you want to go with him?
Yeah, I'll go.
And that was the last we ever heard of our skunk friend.
So you're both going out.
I guess your skunk power could stack with the cheese power.
Am I able to fly high enough to where they can't see me and observe with eagle eyes? Like eagles with a...
Yeah, ears before. I like it.
If you wanted to do that, you'd have to go far enough back that you could take off without being spotted. Right now, if you just flew up, they'd immediately be like, okay.
And you can take one of the guns with you.
I mean, because how close am I?
We were all fairly close. Yeah, within visual range, if you stuck your head out.
Okay.
If you wanted to do that, yeah. It would take you a little bit of time, so if something were to happen, you'd maybe miss a round or something. Until you got into position.
Well then I guess I'll do that. Is that okay with you, Jacob? You think?
Go for it. And if you want, take one of the guns off my sheep here, my sheep chirper.
Oh, I've got a gun. I've got a rubber band gun. And I have a deputy hat that gives me advantage on attack range on a rolls for ranged attacks.
That you do.
Yeah.
I am very good to go.
You take the air. Me and Manny will be the distraction / negotiation team, and Kalaris and Gertrude, you just need to take position somewhere and get ready for the attack if it comes.
I'll be right behind this rock. You be the front man.
Okay. So, Took, where are you wanting to take off and land at? Where are you wanting to be positioned?
So...
we can do that now, and we'll factor in the time as and when.
Well, I kind of want to time my takeoff at least to where, like, I don't want to just, like, go straight back, because when Jacob and Manny enter out of our cover, they'll be looking my direction, so it doesn't matter how far back I'm going to be, if they just see a black bird just all of a sudden enter the air behind them, I
want to
kind of
you're going to want to do it before we break cover. Yeah.
Yeah, either before you break cover or as soon as you break cover and I'm out of their line of vision. So, like, if you guys see on the map right now, off to the east. So, where they're facing your direction down here, south, I could be at the east and out of their peripherals.
If you go now, I'll keep an eye out. And once you fly up into the air, that's when we'll break cover.
Cool. So, you guys do that. And, Jake and Manny, you're now... guessing standing in the middle of the tracks.
Okay, so Jacob's just going to saunter into the middle of the track. He's going to sort of wave gingerly, tip a imaginary hat. He's going to be like, howdy, ma'am. Parley.
Parley-vous.
No voice to put on. You want his southern, right?
Hiya.
Southern snakey.
Y'all been working with that snakey boy, that wolfy boy? What do you think y'all doing over here?
Well, out of there, ma'am. Now I reckon you and your crew have made your point clear enough. Town's scared, cattle's restless. We are wondering, though, what is it exactly you need with all this milk?
Y'all like to know that, wouldn't y'all?
Well, that's why I asked.
Minding on in our business, working for that wolf. Why should we trust y'all with any of our information?
We are what you would call a non-interested party.
Freelance.
We've got our own job to do. It has nothing to do with the cattle, nothing to do with the wolf, and nothing to do with yourselves. We just want to get on our way.
And what job that wolf put you up to? You're not the first lackeys he sent down this way.
No, we're no lackeys, like I said. If we can find a better way to do things, we will. Just out of curiosity, what are you doing with all this milk?
It goes towards those that are hungry, those that cannot defend themselves.
Ah, okay. We're looking at a sort of... Oh, what would I call it? Yes, I can. Shit. You know what? I'm not going to reference other stories
here.
This is a steal from the rich and give to the poor kind of situation.
Yeah. A Hobbin Rid.
Big Bobby Dude.
Now watch out for running over here. Yeah, I know they'll
that
be
famous Archer.
Been hiding out there behind them there rocks thinking we don't know you there.
And the thing is, man, steal from the rich, give to the poor, that's all good and well, but you ain't stealing from no rich there. Those cattle, that township, they need that milk just as much as the next man.
Y'all been hoodwinked by that wolf, thinking he the good guy? He ain't no good guy. Who do you think he
was? All
he
did was give us a job. I wouldn't call him a good guy or a bad guy. He's just a colleague at the moment.
You see what kind of colleague he be when you get back after this job, if you ever make it back.
It's not I gotta say, ma'am, you ain't making much more sense than he is.
Nothing in this crazy world makes sense.
No.
What you be here to do?
No, fair lady. I think you're better than that, you and your gang. You got skill in you. I'm sure you've got bite. You don't need a nowhere town and a bunch of half-starved cavil to prove it. You can go anywhere you want, be anyone you want to be.
And how do you all expect
you could be a plastic bag, floating in the wind.
You can make it anywhere.
Wanting to start again.
Hey, you ride out of here now. No blood, no fuss. You keep your name strong.
I'm afraid we can't do that. We got ourselves an operation set up here. This is where we set up. This is where we get in and out.
Ah, operation? What kind of operation are you handling in this here part of town?
I don't think I'm quite willing to talk to you about that one here. You working for that wolf for now.
Like I said...
Surprised he not told you anything.
Like I said, man finds himself in tough times. He may take a job without knowing the particulars. But a man finds out those particulars, well, he's got himself a choice to make.
And what choice you be making? You be walking
I don't know the particulars yet. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
There's only so much I'm willing to tell you.
Come on, there must be like a vibe check or something. That
yeah, give me a vibe check. Try and do something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, give me a vibe check then.
Alright, what does that earn me for difficulty? Because my vibe is at D10.
5 neutral, anything above probably give you some information. I'm trying to work out how to do this without giving too much away.
Well, I did get 5. So
they'll stay pretty much passive towards you, thinking, you know, look, y'all coming in here with your job to do. We got our job to do. Now, how are we going to handle this?
Well, with a lack of any other information, our job remains the same. We would like to find a way to convince you and yours to leave.
There ain't no leaving here, buddy boy. We
Why?
Stay.
You could tell them a little more.
Yeah, but how much
flashback to my 4-year-old toddler? I just give him blatant instructions on what's going to happen, and I hear, "Why though?"
That's when you turn around and go, "Why?" Huh. Think? This here be the closest area to the outside of the park. We have ourselves a tunnel network in and out of the park.
Interesting.
You want us to give up on something such a high capital that knight controls?
See, now you're starting to talk our language. Now we've got no interest in helping out this knight. In fact, we've got a few words we'd like to speak to him ourselves.
Right.
So how exactly is this disrupting the knight's services or kingdom, I guess you could call it?
night.
Well, you see, there'd be plenty of critters outside them walls that don't agree with how things are run here. People that run out of their homes and all that.
Mayhap we found many people that agree with how things are run, and anyone that we have found so far, we've killed them.
So y'all gonna turn on your wolfy friend and kill him too?
Hey, like I said, we need more particulars.
Can you tell us what the wolf isn't telling us?
What that wolf isn't telling you is quite a mighty long list. For one, I bet you think that we're the ones here that are causing all that trouble.
Well, to be fair, the evidence isn't exactly in your favor. We've seen you stealing milk from the cattle.
What would y'all do to feed hungry mouths?
Well, at the moment, we're taking jobs and getting paid for them.
And what would y'all do if y'all weren't on the right side of the societal muck-up that's been created by this here night?
That's fucking...
stuck
around. Like a class struggle that we've just walked into here. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We come here to tell you about what's amazing new concept called communism. Here's my manifesto.
Here's ratsimism? Ratsimism? I don't know.
Can I see anything from my my perspective? Can I see anything going on? Are they just all engrossed in talking to Jacob and Manny?
Yeah, the ones that were working around are kind of now just all looking towards, they're kind of shifting towards weaponry, you know, just in case. There's a few further off in the distance, a couple of messages have been passed back and forth, and a few of them are diving into tunnels further back.
Okay, I think Jacob's coming towards the end of this here, because he's not really concerned. Oh, sorry.
If these guys are fucking with the whole Holy Night, I forget what it's... Glorious Night, there we are. If they're fucking with him, and the wolf's trying to get them, is the wolf on the... I think the wolf might be working for El Naito Boy. And El Naito Boy probably wants us dead.
Well, that's what I was about to suggest there. I was saying, I think Jacob's getting to the end of this conversation because he's not really interested in going against any kind of revolution or even getting involved in one entirely because of the previous ones that have sparked off from our
actions. Yeah, we kind of started one a couple areas back.
Yeah. So, I think what I want to do is I want to find out what kind of benefit we can get from this underground mine road that the rats have set up.
I want to know the outside story.
A good thing to know would be what...
No, the snake and bandit side of the story.
A good thing for us to know might be what services the wolf provides. Maybe he's like the bounty hunter for the Glorious Knight, or security or something.
I mean, he said he was a town sheriff.
Yeah, but he said that the boy's potentially been lying to us a little bit, it seems.
Does it mean he's on the up
and up? Well, you know, he could actually be a town sheriff.
He could be, right.
So far, I guess.
Could too far into it.
Can I convince this snake to let us inspect the operations? Or even just tell us what the fuck's going on. What kind of benefit we can get from this.
So you want to know what benefit you can get from not killing the rats?
Again, what benefit do they get from it to start with? And can that benefit us?
What benefit they have from their operation?
Yeah.
Dental.
Because we still don't know. I mean, all we know is that they've got some critters on the outside doing who fucking knows what.
I thought it seemed obvious they were stealing the milk and stuff to either sell it or give it to the people on the outside.
So this is just a milk run facility?
It's the one that's closer to the wall and has tunnels in and out so they can access the outside and smuggle people in and out.
Yeah.
Smuggling operation. Hmm.
Do you have any moonshine?
If you use your ability, then maybe you'll get a few more honest words.
Well, I think he's good. You know what?
If you know what to ask.
Fine, snaked friend.
Snaked? Oh no, don't like that.
Snaked, I know. Yeah, probably. There's a different word there, but hey.
Oh, snaked.
If we were to perhaps be interested in hiring you for your smuggling services, what kind of things can you bring in from the outside world?
Well, this here's taking an odd turn, and it's not how I was thinking this would go. Quite honestly...
I feel like that wasn't the snake that was talking there.
I was thinking of the same thing.
Quite
honestly, we're not too interested in the materials outside the moment. We're just kind of sneaking in people from the horrors that are outside this here park. I don't know if you here notice, but outside everywhere seems to be getting higher and higher in water. Things are getting a bit more drastic, and there's bigger creatures coming towards the walls at every time.
Oh, guess who's been right all along about that flood still catching up to us?
Mm-hmm.
That there flood ain't nothing to worry about inside the park. We got walls around here. Walls that are keeping out everything.
Just not what's being washed up by the flood. Bizarre creatures. More crocodiles, perhaps.
Oh, they're outside the walls. But we here. We try to get the innocent critters in. The ones that, that their naughty boy didn't want in.
Don't know about you folks, but I'm feeling
very Viva la Revolution. Ah, time to whip out my dictator hat.
I've got really no interest in revolution here, but I also don't want to go cutting off the food supply for some innocent critters that are just trying to escape a flood.
I mean, quite a lot of the critters we have in here were orphaned. Not too long ago when...
Fuck, no.
I would get them as far away from us as you possibly can.
I mean, if y'all were as good as you can say, then maybe you can come and meet some, but they'd have some serious trauma.
That's the best kind.
School bus around
more susceptible to be killed by us. Perfect.
Maybe they'll pack us for putting them out of our misery. Oh, no.
Well then, what's stopping you from coming up with another solution here? Like, why are you stealing from the cattle when we could actually be trying to, I don't know, deal with the town?
Have you seen them? Their deputies everywhere?
Yeah, they're retarded.
Oh, no, that they're just an act.
It's quite sheepish.
One of them's right here.
No, we sent that guy away ages ago, last episode.
No, we didn't send him away, remember? I had to talk to God to find out if that would be useful, and we ended up keeping him.
Brought one of them fuckers here?
Yeah, I mean, he's been standing right behind me this entire time.
He's awful. Okay.
Before anything else happens, you'll hear a, "Oh, hello there," and out from one of the little tunnels comes your postman.
It's the postman dressed as the sheep. The sheep's gone. It's him the entire time.
Oh god, I should have done that.
That would have been better, but no, he has a wolf style on his.
We are standing for styles for these episodes.
God, I don't think you'd like that. Jay, give us an ad read.
I'm being victimized for artistic liberties here. You know what? Jimmy John's famous snake oil, a remedy for all your fears and needs. This golden, shiny liquid will be perfect for anything that ails you here or far. Just one sip rub or a sniff will heal whatever ails. No refunds allowed.
Jimmy John's what?
Snake oil.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, snake oil.
Like snake oil salesman.
That's obviously a health thing, so what are you wanting in terms of a D for that?
You know what? Snake oil, I want it to be... Can I get a D8?
Yeah.
A single time use D8. Can it have the side effect? It needs to have a side effect. It's snake oil. It has to do something nasty to you too.
Makes you stink like a skunk.
Why is he fucking... I felt attacked.
Maybe it just makes you slimy. Maybe it just makes you slimy. Yeah. You know what? A D8 and a +1 to your dodge, but it means you can't hold anything. for a while after you used
right.
it.
Super hands.
Disadvantage on.
Okay, so let's say that is an SP of 4.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a snake oil bottle. It looks fancy.
Okay. Snake oil, D8 health.
Off he goes.
Plus 1 dodge.
Back into the ether.
Who's ether?
Who the hell is Aether?
What's an Aether? I hardly even know her.
Jacob is going to ask Kalaris and Gertrude to restrain the sheep.
That I can do.
Sure thing. You bitch.
Oh yes, we're not alone. Just let you know.
Restrain my sheep trapper.
You already knew.
I don't need to pull up the sheep sheet.
The sheep sheet.
Restrain the boy. Restrain.
But, seems like, this wolf fellow's you're against the glorious night, and,
So you're gonna try and restrain the sheep.
Yes. Can they restrain the sheep so that Jacob can interrogate it?
If it tries to escape, I'll burn it.
Okay, so I want you two to roll a scurry, and it's gonna roll. Roll me the scrap and I'll roll scurry.
Okay, scrap.
Sorry, I roll scurry.
Yeah, scrap. Both you and Kalaris roll scrap.
Okay.
Scrap.
4. Oh, scrap. That's right.
Yeah.
10. I thought I got 10 then.
Okay. I got 4.
Okay. Well, it got 6, but Gertrude, you have hold of this thing.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Alright, so Jacob's going to walk up, give it a wee. Quick slip in the face. Hey, real funny, deputy. You painting that snake like some kind of outlaw. Some low down cattle juice thief. Terror of the town.
A cattle juice thief.
I don't like that descriptor for milk.
Sorry.
Would
you prefer I just said milk?
Yeah, kind of.
Actually, I am totally down with cattle
cow
juice.
Cream
I
thief.
Would love if they always be called cattle juice from now on.
But here's what I see. I see a critter running an underground rail mine trail. Getting folks out of flood zones. Feeding them. Makes me wonder what kind of lawman turns a blind eye to real danger. Speak, sheep.
Can I get my...
So none of us speak, sheep?
Rubber band gun, like, ready in case, like, shit hits the fan really fast.
You can do. In fact, I want you to roll me an instinct roll. To
me?
Because you're watching.
Okay, absolutely. That is a nat 1.
Oh.
Not feeling very instinctual right now.
You won't see what's about to happen. You don't notice this thing, but it's going to spend 10 grit. And it's going to use explosive inclination.
Oh no!
What the sheep is?
So D20 plus 10, and it's basically going to detonate itself.
I'm glad I'm.
This
I'm
one does.
Close.
What exactly is going to detonate itself? The sheep or
the
what?
Sheep? So that's a D. D20 plus 10. So that's 20 damage.
Fuck.
It's going to just detonate for.
What's the
20
damage?
That seems kind
anyone,
of...
Anyone... That's what it is. Burn X grit to summon a bomb that deals 20... A D20 plus X damage. Anyone nearby the range of explosion, including the bomber, unless they're really fast, is... If thrown, explodes. No scrap slash attack check required. No scurry or dodge checks allowed. Everyone gets blown up.
Just take 20 straight damage, yeah?
Can I
kick
the sheep
before it goes off? 20... you know what, Gertrude? I will let you have one roll because you're the one holding on to this thing. If you can roll me a... What's your scrap? D10, is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, it's a D4.
Your scrap's not a D4, it's a
D10. Yeah, no.
You're Gertrude, D10, your scrap's not a D4.
Yeah, so, I mean, I want an 8. If you can get an 8, you get to manage to throw this thing away far enough, it's only half okay. damage.
Can I boost it?
No, I want a straight up roll.
But I can boost it for my grit.
I want a straight up roll.
Oh man, that's 80% chance in your favour. I mean, I'll do it.
Alright, I'll say a 6 then.
Catchphrase.
Take it and go.
Yeah, you can use a catchphrase.
Oh, catchphrase.
You can use a catchphrase.
Yeah, people call me Gertie. It's my catchphrase.
Go on.
8.
Oh. Right, you managed to shove this thing away just in time. You will still take the 10. But oh, if you have DR.
Does that affect
obviously,
it?
Huh?
Oh, DR takes it off, yeah?
DR takes it off, but Kalaris, you also have the thing where you need to roll a...
Yeah, I might
check.
Be in trouble. I was going to be really in trouble if it was a full 20.
Alright,
we've got
7.
14.
DR 14?
You're on
the 10.
Yeah, because 20, I've got 3 DR.
No, you take 10. 10.
Yeah,
10. So 7.
Then, but then, yeah. 7, take 121, so 14.
Right, okay. Go
okay.
Back.
Right, instinct checked. I can never remember what my aim is here.
You got to be at a 5, otherwise you take +2. There you go. So you only take 2.
I only take 2 damage total. And you said my DR counted, so I don't take any. Hell
Jacob,
yeah.
What about you?
Take a bomb to the face.
You want me to do an instinct check?
No, I want you to take damage.
Alright, okay.
I want to correct
well,
you.
I do have 9 DR.
How?
Go,
wait.
So you only take 1?
If it's only 10 damage, then yes, I just get damage. Yeah, all I get is a little bit knocked back, I guess.
Yeah, you get thrown. Everyone gets thrown for shit, but you know, most of you don't take any much damage. And the sheep is nothing more than a crater.
Just a bit of fluff comes down out the air.
Yeah.
Any items that you had given the sheep are now gone.
Oh, I had a gun. Fucking gun!
It also had how many packs of ammo?
I only had a couple of packs of ammo. I think Tukin took one of the packs with him.
So Tukin's got a packet of ammo.
Yeah, it's all my ammo that he took.
Oh, well, there you go. There's only one pack of ammo left and one gun.
Well,
and yeah, it's left a ringing in your ears kind of thing.
I only took 6 damage.
Jiggers is going map.
I told you there, that their sheep ain't worth. They ain't as dumb as they were. I mean.
Well,
you know what, my Slytherin compatriot? I think that you might have been right there. There's a good chance that you might have been correct.
I'm going to go ahead and say if they blow themselves up, they're pretty stupid. You could say they're smarter than they look. They're actually more dumb than they look because they blew their asses up. So, yeah.
Well, we fell for them blowing our asses up, so what does that make us?
Where there be one sheep, there be many more.
Looks like we're fighting with you then.
You might end up regretting that there decision.
Fuck it.
You know what?
Up.
We've regretted many decisions.
Yeah, we regret all our decisions.
Yes. I think Jacob's going to try and. He's going to walk up and try and shake the snake's hand.
So, kind of awkwardly.
Friendship!
Awkwardly kind of walk up to this thing and. Just looks at you blankly and like, I don't have hands.
Well, I've got 2, so that's 1 for both of us.
I don't quite understand what's going on here.
I feel awkward, and I was trying to make a joke. I'm sorry. I don't joke
about a man not having arms.
You hear one of the rats in the background just, you know, give a pitiful laugh. And
so what do you
just look at it.
Look, sure. Point is, we've changed our tune, we're allies now.
You've shown us the light.
So, what can we do to best help you and yours?
Yeah, what can we do to help?
Well, I guess y'all better come inside then, and I guess y'all better meet the kids.
Oh, thank God, we'll be able to see what the operation is.
Yeah, we'll be able to see the orphans. I'm sure nothing about that will ever be bad.
Yeah, and Snake will kind of slither around a bit. Yeah, all the other guards were kind of start taking more defensive like posture and shit. One of them will spot the toucan and then aim its gun at you.
No, that's one of ours.
Whoa, hold on. He can't just casually do that. He must roll.
I mean...
You know what? Roll 8 insight checks, Matt, to see if they notice, any of them notice the fucking big-ass bird.
Eh, well, 2 of them would have.
Okay.
3 of them. No. 4 of them would have noticed you.
Hold on.
You see four guns pointed straight at your head.
Two of them would have noticed you.
I rolled a scurry of 7.
Yeah.
And I spend 1 grit, so it's an 8. They saw nothing.
One of them thought they saw something, but clearly didn't.
Yeah.
it must have been the wind.
Yes. Must have been the wind.
Okay.
Well, I guess you're not coming in the mine with us.
Yeah, you staying out there?
Yes, I'm watching the shit go down. I'm making sure, keeping guard.
Does anyone want to tell the snake about Tugan's character, considering the fact that...
Yeah, before he gets himself shot, Kolaris is going to leave.
Just so you know, we had him. There's a scout of ours, not the wolves.
I swear to God, Kolaris, I burned a grit for you to destroy my cover. Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I was going to respect it and just leave you out there.
I have no respect for Richard Tugan and never will.
However,
quote me on that.
By best the fact of doing good. That, if they'd have just spotted you, there's a chance they would have just started firing at you because they don't know who you are.
Please don't use him as target practice. He has his uses.
Yeah, I'll have a birdie boy out there somewhere.
Yeah, just hovering around me. He'll keep an eye out for the wolf and keep an eye out for you.
You like seeing crayons?
I mean, our rats are probably more than capable of doing that.
He's our eye in the sky, and he's very useful.
Frankly, we're not entirely sure of his track record around orphans, so it's probably better to be up there. That
sounds worse, Nathan.
In my defense, I just pressed the gas pedal. I didn't exactly aim it for the orphanage.
We saved the town. How many times do I have to tell people that we saved the town?
They can listen to the episode.
Are you shouting this out loud, or are you not?
I mean, we can't hear. I assume we can't hear Tugan, so... I'd say the track record with orphans out loud, but I don't know anything beyond that would have happened.
So at the mention of a track record, yeah. Snake would pretend, but like, what do y'all mean by that?
We saw an orphanage burned down once.
Oh, they're just referencing previous episodes. Don't worry about them.
It happened ages ago. Don't worry about it.
So in the moment, Jacob turns to the camera and goes, "I know, right? It's stupid."
How far? What?
Jacob does have the feet to be able to do that.
Oh God, don't.
He'll get a bit weepy. It'll be really pathetic for all of us to just lead on.
Okie dokie. And with that, I'm going to put that token down. Actually, no, you're not there, so yeah.
Yeah, stay in the sky, token.
You're not going to be part of this then. Okay.
Right. Oh, splitting the fucking party, you know what happened last
time. It's our favourite thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. I have to move everything over.
Alright, yep.
Bye, Duke.
Resize everything as well.
Yeah, hard work being done, isn't it?
You'll find out soon enough.
Oh God, don't remind me. Fuck.
Oh, might as well tell everyone now. Yeah, you're running season 5, aren't you?
Yep. It's being written.
Cool. What is that?
What game system is it?
I'm writing a Bloodborne game system.
Bloodborne, cool. Nice.
And if any of our viewers have listened to our interviews, you'll know this, because I don't shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, that's the best way of being. Okay, so, whilst everyone else fucks off, it's probably a good enough time to do this and say, sod it, why not? Took your notes from the distance, More sheep turning up in abundance. There's quite a few of them. Everyone else has already kind of disappeared at this point. Are you going to do anything?
Sheep are flopping. After watching the one sheep explode, I'm kind of curious how they go. Now, I will, as I said, I have my rubber band gun armed. I'm not necessarily aiming at anybody directly, because I don't necessarily know how to go on, because I wasn't there really. Can I retroactively say I could hear the conversation with the snake, or would I be too high up in the air and everything to even know what was going on, what the snake said and all that stuff?
They were
quickly googling how good are Tukin's hearing.
That's a good question. I would say that you're more than likely able to have heard the majority of it, and so with the rats. I mean, the snake would have walked down, and after Kalaris had quite clearly given your position away, you told them that you were there, would have shouted around to the rats saying, "If you see a birded boy, don't shoot him. He's apparently with this lot." So yeah, they know you're there and whatnot, but not where you are exactly. I think that's probably a good way of ending that, as the ensuing war zone starts to take place with Tukin as its general and everyone else nowhere near. And yeah, if you enjoyed that episode, leave us a comment, leave us a review, find us on Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere else, probably, maybe, don't know. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.